Well, Kristen Link is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you again. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. And Kristen's with City Theater. She's its director of education. And I'm so happy we could do this. There's a Summer Dreamers Academy program called Right On, with the homonym that you would expect, as in W-R-I-T-E. It's a chance for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in Pittsburgh public schools to work with professional theater people. Kristen, tell us what you've been up to for the last couple of weeks.
Well, we've been having a great couple of weeks. This is our second year involved with the Summer Dreamers Academy. And what our camp, Right On, what it's about is we're teaching the students the art of playwriting. And over the course of the 5 weeks, they all write their own original 10-minute plays that we then, the last week of the camp, sort of flip the roles for the campers. So they go from playwrights to actors, and they perform their own staged readings at Camp Kappa. And then we also will take them to City Theater at the very end of the camp, and they will perform their plays on the stage at City Theater. And so that's what we've been working on. The first couple weeks, what we do is really get the campers to feel comfortable with one another so that they really feel like they can be creative. And we do a lot of what we call ensemble building exercises, where they're lots of good fun, and they're oftentimes really silly. We ask them to do some silly things.
A lot of people call them theater games.
Theater games.
How you call them ensemble building exercises.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's always, even as silly as they can be, there's always a purpose behind them. So there's always a reason, and we're really good about sort of reiterating what that purpose is, whether it's to work on focus or energy or whatever it may be. We always try to emphasize that. So then this past week, what we've been doing is also working on what we call building the playwright's toolbox. And with that, we do lots of brainstorming activities to kind of jumpstart their creativity. Oftentimes when we teach them about playwriting, the first sort of sentence we get out of them is, okay, I don't know what to write about. I have nothing to write about. And so through these brainstorming activities, we build that toolbox, that playwright's toolbox, so they can go back to their journals and maybe pull from those characters that they created through an activity, or maybe we had them write a monologue for a particular character, and then they can either, you know, take that and incorporate it into a play, or they can start their own brand new play based off of, you know, something else they have in mind.
Now, how many sessions will your group have for the month? Or for the 5 week period?
We have,
Are you in the morning?
We are in the morning.
So you've got about 17 sessions or so, because we're a morning activity provider,
right,
too. So it's probably the same schedule. So you're seeing kids for about an hour and a half?
Exactly.
A day. And how many kids are participating?
We have about 65
wow.
campers, yeah.
That's a lot
to
do, all told. And we have a couple with us here today. I'll start with you. What's your name?
Owen.
And Owen, where do you go to school?
Kappa.
And have you had an interest in writing for a long time?
Yeah, I guess so.
And because I would imagine going to Kappa, writing may have been what you happened to select. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
I go to Kappa for dance, and yeah.
Okay, so dance is your specialty, yet you're in this writing program as well. What have you been enjoying about the camp so far?
I like the people in there.
That's terrific. Have you made any new friends, folks you didn't know before?
Yeah.
That's great. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody who might be tuned in, any friends or family members?
Jonathan, I guess.
Great. Who's Jonathan?
My brother.
Well, great. I hope he's tuned in. And we'll get a chance to learn more about some of the activities you've completed so far. But let's meet one other student who is Lance. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me more about yourself, Lance.
I go to Brookline Elementary School. I've been dancing for about 9 years. I've had an interest in musical theater.
Say that part again. I'm sorry.
I've had an interest in musical theater for a long time.
Well, that's great. So you could see yourself potentially dancing and being in, you know, stage production. So this has to be really helpful for you to get more of an understanding of play.
Yeah.
Of playwriting. Now, I'm curious, both of you like dance. Did you know each other before this camp?
No.
That's pretty cool to be able to meet other people, at least I think it is, to be able to meet other people that like dance. Now, one other person just arrived. I'm so glad that... Oh, don't be sorry. I know traffic was really bad this morning. I'm guessing this is Sarah. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. And I know traffic was bad, and you seem so poised, relaxed, and ready. Even your headphones match your shirt. You know, you're all set. Sarah, tell me about yourself.
Well, I have an interest in singing opera songs, and my favorite musical would have to be, like, the Phantom of the Opera. And I still like to learn about musical theater because I still do have an interest.
Well, that's terrific. Where do you go to school?
I go to Colfax.
Great. And would you like to send a shout out to anybody or say hello? You've got 16 counties and 3 states. actually, 4 states, I think. So you never know.
I would just like to say hi to my mother, my father, and my 2 brothers.
Perfect. And I neglected to ask Lance if he wanted to say hello to anybody.
Let's say hi to anyone who's listening who endures musical theater to keep going.
Very good. That's great to pass that along. Now, why don't we start with you, Owen. You've written a description of a play that you're envisioning. Now, the play is still being fleshed out. We're only on to maybe day 7. We're about not even halfway through with the Summer Dreamers Academy at Pittsburgh Public Schools. So this is still a work in progress. But you've written sort of the prologue to the play or to how you envision it. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what will your play be called?
I'm not sure. I just wrote what I like thought.
Okay. Well, could you share that with us?
Okay. Jack Yates is a French composer, and he has a son who is in his orchestra. The orchestra was very successful. They play it all around the world. But soon Jack Yates got very sick and very old and wanted his son to take over the orchestra. But his son did not want to. He wanted to own a famous cafe.
I like that. So there's some conflict between the son and the father, and the orchestra is an interesting thing. Did something inspire you to choose an orchestra?
No, I was just thinking about it.
That's a really creative piece. I can't wait to see the kinds of characters. Do you know who the characters might be in addition to the ones you describe?
I don't know, maybe his... wife.
Well, it is going to be an interesting play. Kristen, do you want to add anything about the work that Owen's been doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting idea. And we have several classes going on at once. So unfortunately, I'm sort of rotating all around and I don't often get to catch everything that every student's doing. But I had caught a prior scene that Owen had been working on with another student that I thought was great. And then when I was looking through their journals and I saw his plot description, I was kind of blown away by it. It was just... I thought such a unique idea and something that I've never seen any young student write anything remotely close to that. So,
yeah. Owen, it looks like something you could pull off of Netflix or off of a description in The New Yorker about a play that's running. It's very, very well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's take a listen to Lance's excerpt. Now, Lance, you've actually written some dialogue for your play. Do you need to set us up a little bit with the circumstances of the play, its title, and who is going to be speaking?
Oh, yes. I'd like to make my musical theater funny. Like, the title of mine is called The Missing Chocolate Bars.
Now, have you written any plays before?
Yes, I've actually written 2 of them for my scouting.
Terrific. And I was just curious because by the way, you said I like to make my musical theater funny. I figured you've had some experience doing this. So it's the missing chocolate bars.
Yes.
And what else do we need to know?
Well, the characters are chocolate. There's Fudge. There's Cookie Chris. And then there's Grandma. Okay. So really, the story is about chocolate going out to buy some chocolate bars. And there's this really huge storm. So what ends up happening the next morning is they're missing. So this is where scene 3 comes in play. Okay, so here's the description of scene 3. As the boys had trouble sleeping that night, Chocolate wakes Fudge and Cookie Chris up in a bad mood. "Wake up," says Chocolate. And then Fudge and Cookie Chris say, "What's going on? Jinx!" Chocolate's like, "Stop it! Where's my chocolate bars?" And then I'm like, "I don't know. Go back to sleep. It's 6:30 a.m. Cookie Chris says, "Yeah, relax, man. We'll find them." And then Chocolate's like in a really bad mood. "No. For reason one, I paid $5 for that. Reason two, they're delicious. Relax. If you don't relax, then me and Cookie Chris will." And he's like, "No one sleeps until I find my chocolate bars." All right, here we go. Again. So Fudge and Cookie Chris get out of bed to help Chocolate search for his chocolate bars. And Chocolate says to check in the closet. Then, all of a sudden, click. Fudge and Cookie Chris get locked in the closet, and there ain't anything they can do about it. That's when scene 3 ends.
Very good. You've really thought about the personalities of these candy bars very carefully. Are there going to be more, do you think, than the ones in that last scene?
There are going to be a few more scenes. This is what usually happens. It's not on a regular basis. It is on a regular basis. Like, every single day they go out to the store and buy some chocolate bars. When every day they go missing. And every day they go look for it.
When you write plays, do you think of what role you'll play?
I'm playing the brother of Chocolate. Playing Fudge. Cookie Chris is just a friend.
And who do you think will be in the audience for this play?
I don't know. I'm thinking of my family, my friends.
Do you think adults would enjoy it too?
If they enjoy chocolate, then they should enjoy this.
Very good. Well, that was a terrific excerpt. And Kristen, I know you haven't had a chance to work closely with everybody here, but do you have any comments on Lance's work?
Well, clearly you can tell after hearing that Lance has a great sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
About him. When I first saw the title, I started to read it, I didn't at first imagine that they were actual sort of candy bars come to life. And the fact that they go out shopping for other candy bars, I thought was kind of interesting. And looking to for, you know, that was sort of a cliffhanger there. It leaves them us off wondering what happens to them once they're locked in the closet. So I'm excited to see where Lance goes with it past that point.
Yeah. And, you know, there could be diversity issues with hard candy and licorice
coming in.
You know, you never know what might happen.
Not just chocolate.
It's actually a really robust concept. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sarah is here. And Sarah, I didn't get a chance to talk at all about what you might be interested in. In doing, but I think
Sarah has a piece as well as Owen. I was hoping that she could read her description of her play that she's just starting.
Oh, great! Tell me about the play that you wrote first. Before you read the description, tell me about how you got the idea and the title, if you know it.
My title is The Cook-Off, and I was just kind of thinking of cooking since my mother is a very good cook. And I was just thinking of cooking. It just slipped onto my mind.
Well, very good. Let's hear what your play is about.
Well, the main character is Sandy, and she's going against this competition against her friends that are named Michael and Allie. And they're, like, thinking, oh, this girl is good at everything, and she's going to win this cooking show, and she's a really great cook.
Very good. Do you want to read the blurb that you're at? Or the it's not really a blurb, it's the introduction.
It's just the narration for now. There once was a girl named Sandy. Sandy was 14. Also, Sandy always wore the fanciest clothing around. Sandy's school's name was Raging Riots High School. She owned blonde hair, including blue eyes, and Sandy's specialty was cooking. She would always cook spaghetti, the best chicken, and potatoes, and that doesn't even explain how many things Sandy cooks. Anyway, she has two best friends that are named Michael and Allie. They met in kindergarten, so they have been friends for years. They are in the same age range as Sally, and the last thing I was going to have was conflict. It's basically what this story was about. Sandy wants to win the cook-off competition against her friends without ruining their friendship.
Very good. So you're still flushing that out a little bit. Yes. What have you liked about Summer Dreamers Academy? Did you do it last year, too?
Oh, no. I'm going in sixth grade, so.
Oh, so this will be your first, or this is your first year. What's been good about it?
Well, I like learning about literacy because I am a good writer, and I like to learn about musical theater more and how to use my voice, like in breathing techniques.
Well, that's terrific, and I know you like to sing, and we'd like to have you back to sing sometime on another segment. We'll try to make arrangements to do that as part of our Youth Expression Showcase. I hope you'd like to do that. It would be fun to have you do that, if you'd like to. It's up to you.
I would.
Very good. Also, let's just turn to Lance. Just curious how camp's going. Is this the first year for you for camp as well?
Yes, and in sixth grade.
How's it been?
It's been really good. It's a very good experience, especially for me.
I'm glad. And Owen, any comments on camp?
Not really.
No? I hope it's been okay so far. Did you participate in camp last year?
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, I hope it's going well. And Kristen, any closing words from you?
Yeah, I'm just so proud of the three that I brought here today. We've had a great couple of weeks, and as you can see, they all have really creative minds, and we're only hitting about the halfway point, so they've got a lot more time to get their plays into good shape and performance ready, and really looking forward to the final performance. And just to let everyone know, the performance at City Theater will take place at 7 p.m. The following Friday. So camp, Summer Dreamers Academy ends on a Wednesday. And we'll have our performance on Friday. That's August 13th at 7 p.m. at City Theater on our main stage. And that is free to the public. So I encourage all friends and family and anyone who may be interested in seeing that to please come out and join us.
Excellent. And I mentioned this, Sarah, but also Lance and Owen, we'd love to feature any of your writing or any other form of expression you'd like to showcase during an individual segment on the program. And you can contact Liz at slbradio.org. I'll make sure that you have her information so that we can book you if you'd like and share some of your talent, just like the musicians before you did between 10 and 10:30. Thanks, everybody.